New Yorkers celebrated over the weekend the lifting of most COVID-19 restrictions. But Karen DeWitt reports Governor Cuomo has not yet declared an end to the state of emergency.
In March of 2020, the state legislature granted him special powers, allowing him to issue over 400 executive orders. They included business closures, mandatory mask wearing, and restricting how many people could gather inside a private home.
Senator yields.
Through you, Mr. President. Does the bill before the House have...
Earlier this spring, Democrats, who lead the legislature, voted to curb some of those powers after the governor became embroiled in a number of scandals, including allegations of sexual harassment and a federal investigation into whether he covered up the true number of nursing home deaths from the virus. The Senate and Assembly passed a bill that prevented the governor from issuing any new executive orders without their approval. Senate Deputy Majority Leader Mike Gianaris spoke on the Senate floor in early March.
This majority has decided that power is no longer necessary. It wasn't executed the way any of us would have liked, and we're going to repeal it.
Republicans, who are in the minority in the legislature, say that measure was not enough. They say a lot has changed in 3 months, and the Democratic lawmaker should have fully revoked the emergency powers before adjourning on June 10th. More than 60 of the directives remain in place. State Republican Party Chair Nick Langworthy held a news conference outside the Capitol.
He can't cancel every restriction and then still hold on to this power. It's just not fair.
Though the legislature formally adjourned for the year, they may return to the Capitol in July to act on the governor's nominees to the MTA and other matters. They will have another opportunity then, if they choose, to alter the governor's emergency powers. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.